Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon is getting what's likely to be his final chance to play in the NFL. Gordon returned to Berea Tuesday after being conditionally reinstated by the league. He's been suspended over and over again during his pro career with substance abuse issues. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this is a familiar scenario for the team and its fans.
The last time he played a full NFL season without being suspended for something was 2012.
Right.
And then 2016, he basically left training camp before he would get drug tested, which would have left to another suspension. So they suspended him anyway.
Yeah. Well, I remember you and I talked that summer of 2016, and we said this was his last chance of redemption. And then not long after that, like you said, he checked himself into rehab.
Right. And I think he did that because he knew what was coming to try to get out in front of it. Apparently, the league is happy with where he is at the moment.
In the meantime, he did an article with GQ magazine and was really candid, saying that he's never played a game, college or pro, without being on some sort of substance.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Maybe in his own mind that's true, but I just don't believe it. Because if he had been drinking a fair amount before a game, like he said, people would smell it on him. If he's smoking a lot of dope before a game, people would smell it. Here's what bothered me about the GQ thing, which was, it's almost like he was bragging. You know what? I was absolutely high, and I still caught 200 yards passing, you know. I could do this stuff. He talked about beating drug tests. Amanda, it's a warning sign. Right now, yeah, you have to admit, you know, I did these things. I was on drugs. I was drinking. I was an addict.
Really candid.
I didn't hear a lot of, I let a lot of people down. Now, clearly his tests have been very clean, or they wouldn't let him back. Now, I want to double back to something. Josh Gordon and his people did a great job for several years of telling everyone the league was picking on him because he was just smoking marijuana. Now he admits he's, frankly, you almost have to name a drug that he didn't try. Xanax, cocaine, codeine. So if I, the first thing I would do to Josh, I would ask him, you talking about being high all the time before every game? Really? And I'm waiting, well, do you think this was a good idea, Josh? Or do you want to say, I'm not going to do nothing?
So there was nothing that followed that, that
said, the way the interview came out. I'm not an expert in drug rehabilitation or whatever, but the 17 years of weekly jail ministry, this is what we run into, a lot of people. And I've always said that Josh Gordon was cross-addicted, because most of those guys that I have dealt with are. So, you know, he's clean. You know, of course, a year ago we said this is going to be his last shot.
Yeah.
I would think this would still be his last shot. But I could tell you this. The Browns are a lot more excited about Josh, and then they read this story. I was there Monday afternoon when it came out. And they're like, well, we need to talk to Josh some more. Because what other than quarterback, what position do the Browns need the most?
They need a wide receiver.
Exactly. So yeah. Now we're into need and desperation.
Yeah, I mean, if the Browns were not an 0-8 team, would they take this chance on him?
Be a good question. It really would. Because he is such an elite talent once upon a time. I'm just saying that, to me, I was more positive about Josh coming back and his chances than I was after reading that GQ story. You know, it's so hard because when I've dealt with people with addiction problems close to me, the truth to them is a total movable feast. It's whatever they think will work at the time. Now, if Josh comes out, plays well, and stays clean and sober, great. But I'm telling you, the Browns really, really need to have their, you know, the top counselors, the top accountability, everything all over this guy. Because I think it's even a more serious situation than they thought. And they thought in the beginning it was a serious situation.
Well, he can begin practicing on the 20th. And if all goes well, his first game December 3rd in Los Angeles.
Right. That'll be it. It'll be interesting to see if we get to that point and then what happens after that.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about the Indians' offseason moves.